so how do you use Katsu?
I use Katsu daily, and I use it for many different reasons now that I'm realizing that it's just not a workout tool for me. My bands are my best friends, and they go everywhere with me. That's what I tell people. They see me on my bike, they see me at the coffee shop. I'll have them on in my house if a friend's over and I'm cooking. Because now I realize the impact it has not only on my body, my skin elasticity, my muscle tone, on my emotional state of being, my energy level, my sleep patterns. It's kind of, I really rely now before I lay down and go to sleep at night, put my Katsu on. It's almost like I can't wait. That buzzing, that little quiet buzzing is sort of my app, my meditation app, my calming app. And then I go through a few motions and it's remarkable.
Statements made in this podcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. For more information about Katsu and Katsu products, visit katsuglobal.com. That's katsuglobal.com.
Hi, I'm Tina Newman. I'm sitting here in my workroom. I'm an esthetician. I've been an esthetician for over 30 years. I was trained in New York at L'Oreal headquarters. That was a brilliant company to train with, and I'll always appreciate the gift of such an incredible company training me. I've been running my own business now for 26 years. I'm 55 years old. I'm a mom of two children, and I'm a grandma recently. I love my business so much. I feel so lucky. My clients range from 12 years old, 13 years old, to 80 years old. I see many clients, there's skin issues, teenagers with acne, young adults are wanting to work on anti-aging. I do a lot of waxing, and I work with a few doctors as an independent contractor, a lot of consulting since I've been in the business a long time. And I just feel incredibly fortunate to do what I do. And I love it. I hope I can keep doing it for another 15 years.
Great. And who are, like, what is the biggest issue that people come to you with skin-wise?
That's tough, because if they're teenagers and they're trying to clear their skin up, they're asking the fastest, quickest way to do that, and then the best products to use, makeup, skivers. That's a teenager. Usually girls in their 20s to 30s are getting ready for their wedding, or they're very curious about preventative skincare. You start later 30s, 40s, and then we want a lot of anti-aging. So whether it's a procedure or lotions or cleansers, pharmaceutical, absolutely all the way down to just shopping at your local drugstore or cosmetic counter. Depending on the client, it depends on their need. So everyone's kind of different, whether they're very sophisticated and they want 20 products and they're gonna go under the knife, or they're saying, I'm never gonna have a procedure. What can I do that is just gonna help me age gracefully with absolutely nothing but what I have at my fingertips?
Got it. And so when I think of an esthetician, I think of you right here in your work office, and you're not really moving a lot, but in fact, you're doing a lot of work. What is the kind of work that you do that may cause you some discomfort, some pain, some soreness? What are those movements?
Absolutely, great question. I'm incredibly cognizant of my body and ergonomics. Being an athlete growing up most of my life, I understand certain aches and pains that come with that, and then also just come with age and repetitive movements. So when you think of an esthetician, it's not that different than being a hairdresser, being a masseuse, being a physical therapist, if you will. What starts to happen is a lot of arthritic overuse, tendonitis in our hands. So It really is important for us to have correct ergonomics and watch. If we want to go the distance, I've been doing this for, like I said, my own business 26 years, but a little over 30 years. I really have to be careful of the way that I work on my clients.
Yeah. And what are some of those repetitive movements that you do?
It's very okay. wristy. And then if you think you're using your thumbs in a massage movement, I'm bent over. So I've got neck stuff that could have issues, lower back. So it's just very important to sit properly, use my core strength, and watch myself. Because yeah. after seeing 10 clients in a row, you can start to get very sloppy, and my position that I hold my body just starts to get lax.
Got it. And so you got 10 clients a day, let's say. Is it a half an hour, an hour? How long?
Depending on what they want done, it could just be a simple eyebrow and a face cleanse. That could be 30 minutes. That can be 10 minutes. If they're getting facial resurfacing, a bikini wax, a leg wax, they could be here for 45 minutes to an hour or an hour and a half.
Got it. And Tina, you appear to be a very fit woman.
Thank you.
You're a former athlete, but if someone looked at you, they say, wow, how does this woman keep in shape? Now, before Katsu, can you explain to me what you were doing?
Absolutely. Before Katsu, I was just pretty much going to the gym 5 days a week. Some of those days would be laying on a mat doing nothing. Some I would go walking around looking at machines and maybe touch them and do a few reps and be done. Other times, I think from being a swimmer, I've got some good muscle memory. But I'm not a class type of person, so it would be a little lifting, a little walking on the treadmill, stretching, doing some sit-ups. So,
And how long would you be at a gym, let's
probably
say?
A good hour and 15 minutes.
So you're there an hour and 15 minutes, but like how much like physical movement do you think you're doing in that hour and 15 minutes?
Personally, I'm afraid of weights. I'm not really the type that would lift heavy. I think people look at me and they think that I lift heavy weights. I don't. So,
do you do stuff like boxing, kickboxing?
I did do boxing in the past a little, which was incredibly wristy and forearm-y, and so that wasn't something I can turn to for a really good sweat. Yeah. I like that.
Oh, so you were in it for a lot of aerobic work. You wanted to build up a sweat. You wanted to get your heart rate up.
Absolutely.
So you're seeing 10 clients a day.
Mm.
And you're going to the gym. You're an active person.
I'm extremely active.
Extremely active.
About 4 o'clock.
Where I'd like to separate is before your husband's shocking passing and after.
Okay.
I think when I think about your story, there's a before and there's an after.
Definitely.
And explain the before, when he was healthy. And with you.
And I'll take it even a step further. The year before my husband passed away, my father passed away the year before that. My father was kind of my workout buddy, one of my best friends, and we would just go to the gym every day. We would walk on the treadmill, lift little weights, and then time to go to coffee and eat croissants with lots of butter. And I would say that I never really looked in the mirror during that time. And then Tim passed away a year later, but all my marriage to Tim and my working out with my dad was just sort of, if you will, skating, kind of just going to the gym, showing up, but not really hard workouts. Well, dad died a year later, Tim died, and I all of a sudden just would look in the mirror and literally didn't recognize myself. I went from about 128 pounds, 129, I'm 5'2", to currently weighing 114 pounds, which was a little frightening for me, because even at that weight, I thought, oh, I just won't eat that cookie. Maybe I need to lose 3 pounds. I could never imagine myself.
You mean, so you're talking about at 128, 129, you were conscious of not splurging on a cookie or...
Absolutely.
Okay.
But I never thought that I looked in the mirror and that I looked big.
Okay.
I didn't feel like, Tina, you really need to lose weight. So I lost my dad at 49 years old, at 51, which I think is important to document, because at 51 years old, I lost him. In our 50s, myself included, tons of my clients, even in their late 40s, we talk on this table when they come in about skincare, we talk about hormones, menopause. So at a time in my life where for sure I would have gained a little weight, stopped having my period, just you actually gain weight very easily, I lost a lot. And I know it was because of what was going on, my nerves, my grief, and my sadness. I had a shocking death with my husband. He died in 6 weeks of a horrific disease. So that kind of threw me for a loop. And I literally didn't work out for a while. Not that long, maybe 3 months, 4 months. And what I started to notice was, for the first time in my life, so at 128 and 29, I didn't have loose skin. I just didn't. I'm very lucky that way. So I started looking in the mirror, and people were telling me, "You're so skinny. What's going on? Are you okay?"
They didn't ask that question when Tim was alive.
Never.
Do you
looked healthy. I thought I looked healthy and happy. And
well, I mean, why would? What do you think they're? What was the difference that they were looking at?
I think extreme. Like, I didn't see it as much going through everything, but when people looked at me, they're like, "You are so skinny." And then when it came time to go to bed and get naked and put my pajamas on, I would look in the mirror and just be, "Whoa." Because I was trying to maintain good eating habits. And
so you heard their comments.
Absolutely.
And you internalized them, said, "Whoa, maybe these people are right."
Right, exactly. Okay. I just took me a while with everything I was going through to really understand. I knew mentally what I was feeling, but it really had an impact on me physically in many ways. It had a big impact on me.
Okay, so your husband died. You're still sort of going to the gym. People are telling you, you know, these things, but you're still working, correct?
Absolutely.
And that tendonitis you feel, was that getting worse? Did you just feel it more?
I'd find myself, that's such a good point you make. When Tim died, I started working way more for a great distraction.
Got it.
So yes, again, I started feeling, my heart hurt so much, I ignored this for a while and just started taking as many clients as I could in a day, which then a few years ago, I was like, I would go to PT. I would do anything to just ice them, heat them, try to calm this. It's like a sharp pain.
A constant
pain. So not only when I was not when I'm working, when I lay down to be still, just a sharp pain that I just felt like I really needed to be stretching a lot.
On both arms or mainly?
Primarily my right, but I started getting it here because in my business you hold, so you do a lot of this movement. And so I definitely had it in my left arm.
And what kind of physical therapy did you do?
PT would just and put electrodes on me and leave me alone for a while. And at one point they were sort of digging deeply because they said I had a lot of scar tissue. And I would soak in ice and heat, and that's about it.
Did you feel some relief? Temporary relief?
Temporary relief, especially if I did what they asked me at the gym and took little weights and did this. But it would come rushing back in the moment I stopped.
About how many physical therapy visits did you do? A week, a month?
I think there was a couple of years ago that I went maybe 2 times a week for about 6 weeks.
So. Okay. Did you do anything?
Well, my insurance would pay for it.
Yeah. Did you do anything alternative? Acupuncture, some
cream,
kind of supplement?
CBDs.
Got it.
And I think Arnica, somebody makes a rub. Menthol. I would try, just when I laid in bed, just to do some rubbing. Take some Advil, ibuprofen.
Got it.
That's about it. Doctors would say the only way to really cure your pain is to stop what you're doing. Got so it. Stop that repetitive behavior, which there was no way with what was going on mentally with me, I was going to stop seeing clients. They were helping me get through the grief of losing my father and Tim. So yeah. Not only was I not going to stop, I was going to amp it up and take more clients.
Got it. And when you talk about the grief that was just so profound and so deep, you mentioned PTSD. When I think of PTSD, I think of a soldier. Mm-hmm. I think of a police officer. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily think of a widow.
Yeah.
But it's just as real, just as heart-wrenching, correct?
It's so real. It's so staged right here. It's so traumatic. And I have friends that I share my stories with, and they share theirs, or whether their spouse was sick for 2 years dying of cancer, or he died in 1 year, or he died instantly in a car crash, or in my circumstance, Tim died in 6 weeks, horrifically losing his mind. He died of a neurological brain disease, and he lost his ability to speak and understand me. And kind of went out of his mind. There's a lot of screaming and yelling and holding my husband down. And and then he's gone. It got to the point where about 10 days on hospice where he could just be sitting there quiet. So in a situation like that, where I get to compare that to losing my father was hospice for 6 weeks. I got to talk to him. I got to whisper and thank him for the life. I got to say, I'll miss you. Goodbye. You've done such a beautiful job being my father. And that is so much more peaceful than losing someone so horrifically and so quickly. That stays with me. I've done quite a bit of therapy. There's therapies for PTSD called EMDR, or I've just gone to cognitive talking therapy. I've done meditation. I've done yoga. I've exercised. I've gone to retreats. I have done so much on trying to re-enter into this life and be back to that sort of grounded, strong, peaceful, filled with gratitude. So it wasn't really until a little while ago that all that started to really feel differently.
Got it. When in that period, when you're adding more clients, I would guess some of your clients knew of your husband's.
Absolutely.
And some did not.
Definitely.
Were you hiding? But as you're working, you know, obviously you're focusing on your client. Were you hiding?
I look back to answer your question and wonder how I did it. I read a book by a big executive for Facebook, and she lost her husband. And in that book, she recommends whatever you do, go back to work as quickly as you can. It is the only thing in your life that's going to remain normal, a sense of normalcy, my work. So I started doing it, took her advice, and I'm sure many of my clients saw a completely different Tina. I usually have very high energy and very engaging. Haven't seen them for 4 weeks. What have you been doing? And instead, my demeanor was
robotic.
Robotic, going through the motions. That's a great word. And so it's that whole thing, fake it till you make it. I know that statement is just cliche that they throw out there, but you really do. You're just going through the motions. Robotic is good until almost you're not going through the motions anymore.
Yeah. So. And now let's get forward to today.
Okay.
And you're using this thing called Katsu. Mm. Initially, you were like, this Katsu. I saw some Japanese women. They always have good skin. It can't do what it's saying. Was that your impression?
Absolutely. Not only that, I'm not good with electronics. Computers, phones, Katsu looked like it had too many buttons on it to me. So I was definitely hesitant to jump in, and it was slow.
Yeah. But even if it was, hey, this is a free machine, and it could help improve your skin, would you have believed it?
No.
No.
I wouldn't have.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Now let's jump forward for today. What do you, how do you use katsu? What have been the effects, both cognitively, emotionally, physically, vascularly?
It's been incredible. I've been wonderfully surprised and caught off guard, because at first I wanted katsu to build back some lean muscle mass and tighten my skin from losing the weight.
So you're saying from 128 down to
114.
Okay, so you had some loose skin on you.
I did, and how do you not, anyway, had I not even lost that weight when you're sort of in, I'm in my mid-50s, it's just automatic with loss of, in my mind, I know you're losing progesterone, you're losing estrogen, you're losing testosterone, and that's gonna naturally happen anyway. But with me, it just seemed that it was all just caving in, and I've never really loved to be such a muscly person. I want my muscle back. Now I miss my muscle because of this skin. It just didn't even really look like me.
Yeah. And so how do you use katsu?
I use katsu daily, and I use it for many different reasons now that I'm realizing that it's just not a workout tool for me. With COVID, it's been my bands are my best friends, and they go everywhere with me. That's what I tell people. They see me on my bike, they see me at the coffee shop. I'll have them on in my house if a friend's over and I'm cooking. Because now I realize the impact it has not only on my body, my skin elasticity, my muscle tone, on my emotional state of being, my energy level, my sleep patterns. It's kind of, I really rely now before I lay down and go to sleep at night, put my katsu on. It's almost like I can't wait. That buzzing, that little quiet buzzing, is sort of my app, my meditation app, my calming app. And then I go through a few motions, and it's remarkable. I don't know really what else to say. As also, as far as if I'm having an anxious day and I'm feeling that anxiousness come on, which has really happened, it all sort of came rushing back this last few months, the anxiety and the fear and the uncertainty, I really realized, whoa, after a great katsu workout, I feel none of that's there. My agitation and that feeling like I just really need to talk to my psychologist, or I need to go lay down and meditate. I feel so much more comfortable in my body and in my skin. Even sitting and working on people, my posture is much better. I just feel stronger, and it's weird. Little by little, I started noticing my skin and my veins coming back. And people asking me, are you a trainer? Are you a bodybuilder? And I'm absolutely not. And I don't lift heavy weights, nor do I rarely touch a weight anymore. Sometimes with my katsu bands, I like water bottles, or I like 2-pound barbells. But as far as my movements that I like, everything is just, I don't know what you call it when you're sort of just using your own body weight.
Yes, body weight exercises.
Body weight exercises.
The Katsu Cycle 2.0 is launched. After years of research, design modifications, software changes, user feedback, and utilization of metabolite testing results, the next generation Katsu Cycle 2.0 is now available. It is more compact and quieter. It is more capable and more powerful than the first generation Katsu Nano and Katsu Master products. The Katsu Cycle 2.0 enables exercise, recovery, and rehabilitation anywhere, anytime, by anyone. The ultra-compact, ultra-light, durable unit offers the Katsu Cycle and Katsu Master training modes and utilizes precise, software-controlled limb pressure for both your arms and legs. The Katsu Cycle 2.0 includes 4 Katsu air bands for both arms and legs, a rechargeable battery, with a USB-C charger. The pneumatic elastic bands can be disconnected from the Katsu Cycle 2.0 unit and are waterproof for use in the pool. Based on the original Katsu know-how and U.S. patent number 9775619, compression and decompression control system and vascular strengthening method, the Katsu Cycle 2.0 can do the following. It can tone muscle without weights, is convenient. It can be done anywhere, anytime, by anyone. It offers access to the Katsu Performance Database. It offers 6 preset Katsu cycle levels. It can efficiently and effectively improve speed, stamina, and strength. The Katsu Cycle 2.0 is an incredible time saver. It can improve circulation. It enables faster recovery. It enables greater range of motion for those rehabilitating and recovering from injuries and surgeries. It is reimbursable with various CPT codes. And the Katsu Cycle 2.0 offers customizable Katsu pressures. Katsu, profoundly simple and simply profound. Statements made in this podcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. For more information about Katsu and Katsu products, visit katsuglobal.com. That's KAATSUglobal.com.
And
So let's go sort of body part by body part with Katsu. Okay. What have you seen in your upper body? What changes to your muscles specifically have you seen?
I feel, if I were to put my arm out, I don't know how much of me you can see in this interview, but along here, along my bicep and my tricep, I feel like if I sit here, I've still got some loose skin, but I'd say 75% better than it was. My shoulders, I'm not sure, from being a swimmer and a butterfly, I've had some shoulder issues. Never shoulder surgery, but in the back of the day, cortisone shots. I absolutely even feel like my shoulder. So my shoulders have improved, any pain that I have. So staying away from weights, using my Katsu bands, so much improvement in my forearms, not only the way they look, it's the way they feel. So not only the way that my shoulder has a lot of definition now, it actually feels better through my rotator cuff and my joints.
Got it. And that pain that you used to feel because of the waxing, how is that?
I don't understand it. I don't know. I can't explain to you why it's almost never there. Wow. Literally. I don't lay down in bed and start to want to push. Just like, usually I find myself doing this and I don't even know I'm doing it. No.
Wow.
I don't understand how my little machine could have helped that much, but it's pretty remarkable.
And then your lower body, your hips, your
lower
glutes,
body,
your...
my hips. I'm going to talk about my back because a lot of us girls, when we have our workout tops on, our bras on, we really care about our backs. So with my Katsu bands and watching all these videos of Katsu, I've figured out how to work my back, and I've really noticed... I do look in the mirror a lot. I've noticed that my back is a lot smoother and strong. So that kind of blows me away. I don't get in the water anymore, so I can't attribute my broad shoulders to that. But as far as the way the strength looks and the toneness of my back and the tightness of my skin, I notice a big difference.
Yeah. So do you think uniformity has something to do with? I mean, your left side and right side just are just perfectly equal? Could that have something to do with it?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know, but I do. What I'm really thrilled about is I'm not almost ever doing an ab workout, if you will. When I used to go to the gym, I used to do ab workouts. I may lay down and stretch, and while my Katsu bands are on, whether I've got arms or legs on, and I'm just sort of have my legs out doing some little scissors, I barely am doing that type of exercise, and I've noticed my whole
core.
Just a core in my waist. Not only do I feel stronger, so less pain when I'm bent over waxing, but absolutely a little smaller and tighter.
Got it.
So
that firmness has helped you not only aesthetically, but also in your work.
Absolutely. It strengthens in such a soft, gentle way. I've never used anything like this. I don't care if I'm going to yoga or going to a Pilates. There's parts of my body that get pulled the wrong way or turned with my katsu bands. Everything is very gentle at my own pace, at my own level of what I want to push my buttons at. Not quite sure how to say it.
But, and then your lower body, including your feet, your toes.
That's a good point. What have you noticed? Well, my lower body, I'll talk about my thighs because they were always really developed as a young girl swimming. And I never liked that. And
you mean muscular?
Muscular, overly muscular. And now at my age, using my katsu bands, you're going to laugh. I almost feel like a little taller and leaner. I love the way that I have some nice hollowness between my thighs when my feet are touching. And then we can talk about my feet. My feet are sort of a serious issue. I've had toe surgery on my left foot. The doctor said I had a bone spur that I would absolutely need. He didn't know if I would need it a year later or 5 years later on my right toe. And I've been actually doing some foot and toe exercises that were recommended to me with my bands on. And so I'm doing my own PT, if you will, instead of going to an office. And I'm thrilled and I'm excited that possibly my right toe will not need surgery if I keep using my bands and doing the different workouts and strengthening it that way, so.
Yeah, and you've covered a lot here. That's just been perfect. If you met another 55-year-old woman who had some aches and pains and she was going through menopause, what would you recommend to her? I mean, you said, hey, this is a $900 product. It's not cheap. It's up there.
It wouldn't be hard for me because in my opinion, if she knew me and she knows me personally, I'm very genuine and I'm an esthetician. I'm in the service industry. I don't like to sell anything. But for me to just give my story to a friend or a client, I highly recommend it. Absolutely. Along the lines of, it just helps in your whole area of, with menopause comes also, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, a little bit of anxiety. Our hormones change and create that. So not only would I recommend the katsu for that alone, but so many people are not motivated to go to a gym. So you can get out of bed, you just slip your bands on. The old Tina thought they were so difficult. Now they're a piece of cake for me. And I just would highly recommend katsu because of the effects that it has all over our body. You mentioned the price of katsu. Someone's gonna go to the gym and they're gonna hire a trainer and they might even hire a nutritionist. They're gonna spend that in a week. So I've got my katsu for life. I know it's expensive, but not when I broke it down. It wasn't expensive.
On any given day, would you say use it once, twice?
I like to try to use it twice.
Got it.
Depending on how busy I am. I don't ever want to go to bed without it. So on the days that I might only use it once because I've been so busy, I want it right by my bed. Because sleeping is another thing that's incredibly disrupted by menopause because of the sweating. And now you add grief to that, PTSD to that, and sweating. And I'm willing to ask anybody, what do you do for sleep? What do you take for sleep? And now I think that alone I could sell a katsu.
Got it. And you also do other things. I mean, I've seen you with a bicycle using katsu and you're outside on
your
beach cruiser.
That's actually my favorite thing to do is because it's quick. We mentioned back I would go to the gym for an hour and a half, an hour and 20 minutes, 5 days a week. I can put my katsu bands on, get on my bicycle, ride around my complex 2 to 3, 4 times. I'm done in 10 to 12 minutes and I've had an awesome leg workout. that's another amazing selling point for me. I'd like to work smarter, not harder. If I can get something done in a shorter amount of time and really feel amazing, I feel like I've, in that 10 to 12 minutes, it's a way better feeling than if I were to go do lunges and leg press for an hour and 20 minutes.
Got it.
I'm less sore. Uh-huh. I've worked harder. And my body looks better.
Right. So. And you haven't had to get in a car and go to another location.
Absolutely. No, yeah. It's for time management. It's perfect.
Yes. What about anything on nails, hair? Have you seen any?
The longer I own Katsu and the more I read about it, and it talks about, this is where I'm not really good, but really, can I use the word, I'm not sure, growth hormones or just hormonally. We all know when we stimulate those things, that's why menopause, we're losing hormones. With Katsu, I feel like it's doing so much to my body that yes, you're gonna have stronger hair, you're gonna have better hair growth, your nails are gonna grow, your teeth. It's almost like people who are, you know, loaded up on biotin or calcium, or it's a natural effect that, how can it not be when I look down at my arm and I see the tightness that I've created and the healing effect? Why? If it has this healing effect, it absolutely has the effect to keep. What I'm loving it for is, and I don't know if I could just attribute this to Katsu, but my immune system is, we've all sort of been looking to build, boost our immune system with what's going on, this COVID, and I feel like it's keeping, you know, building muscle tone, which is very youthful, but it's also very healthy for my metabolism. So I do feel it just all around, I trust it and it's working. So.
Yeah. And last question, mentally, I remember the first time you used it, you said, I feel happy. And you were curious why you had this, how a single bout of Katsu.
It's like an adrenaline rush. I think about it and get happy. So after I use it, not only am I so happy because I feel empowered, because when I first owned my Katsu, I was scared. I was like, I'm never going to be able to figure this out. And I can't believe it. That's how I've been ever since I lost Dad and Tim. Everything seems like the hugest mountain in the world until I figure it out. And it's nothing. So the fact that I can do it, I slip it on, turn it on, and I don't have to go anywhere, and I can get a quick workout, and it's just alone, that's enough to make me happy. So, but it also just internally has this very calming effect on me.
Great. Thank you very much, Tina.
You're welcome.
Introducing the Katsu Cycle 2.0. Katsu is the ultimate biohack for health, rehabilitation, and recovery. Train bilaterally and untethered from the unit. Tone muscle without weights, lessening the risk of injury to joints and muscles. Improve speed, stamina, and strength. Exercise, recover, and rehabilitate anytime, anywhere. Increase range of motion and promote improved circulation. Accelerate training when time is of the essence. These are just a few of the benefits of the new Katsu Cycle 2.0. Invented in 1966 by Dr. Yoshiaki Sato of Tokyo, Japan, and protected by 47 patents, Katsu Next Generation Equipment and Protocols have a unique and unprecedented safety track record with over 20 million individual Katsu sessions in 48 countries around the globe. Backed by over 50 years of expertise, Katsu Global is excited to introduce the latest advancement in health and wellness, the Katsu Cycle 2.0. Fitting in the palm of your hand or in your pocket, the Katsu Cycle 2.0 is the most advanced, most portable, easiest to use compression device in the world. In combination with a precise algorithm-controlled limb pressure, Katsu's narrow, elastic
fans yield to muscle contractures, providing safe and effective exercise and rehabilitation for users of all ages and from all walks of life. From Olympic champions to disabled individuals, Kasu users have a full range of motion, providing complete control and the opportunity for a wide variety of movements and training. From elite athletes and soldiers to aging baby boomers and busy executives, Kasu Cycle 2.0 is the next generation training and rehabilitation device used around the world. Kasu is used by the United States Department of Defense, as well as the United States Department of Veterans Affairs.
Kasu, profoundly simple and simply profound. Statements made in this podcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. For more information about Kasu and Kasu products, visit katsuglobal.com. That's KASU global.com.